when we look at a satellite view of the world,
yeah,
when the they shoot the pictures back down from the satellites and we look down at the Earth,
right.
There's a lot of blue.
There is, yeah.
Big blue oceans.
Yeah.
But if you trace it back, there are a lot of little streams that feed into that ocean.
That's right.
The ocean's retirement. Let's have a lot of streams, a lot of income streams funding our retirement.
That makes sense.
Now, this is possible, and it's a way to eliminate fear completely from your retirement if you know with confidence that not only do you have an income for the rest of your life, that income could double if you have long-term care in certain instances.
Okay,
which is good, because long-term care is something that could happen to one out of every two of us out there.
That's right.
Long-term care needs.
That's right.
And the nursing homes are not cheap these days.
No.
I know they are very expensive. You get what you pay for, though.
That's right.
And so we need to make sure we have the right plan that will account for income increases if we need it for those long-term care stays. And I call it postal aerobics.
Okay. Yeah.
Good way to stay in shape in retirement is to run to the mailbox each month and see that green flag on the mailbox and pick a check out.
Always a good sign.
Yeah. Now, the postal aerobics most people do are the sad aerobics and the ones you want to procrastinate. You know, the, when January 1st, everyone wants to work out. By about February 1st, no one wants to do it anymore.
That's right.
Well, that's when you have to go to the mailbox grumpily with checks you're sending out, and
that's
you put
right.
the red flag on the mailbox, and you are taking money out. So we need to have bigger green flags than red flags in retirement. That's income planning 101. We need more money coming in than going out.
That's right.
And we call that postal aerobics. It's a new term that I came up with. And
I like it.
You know, nobody wants to, when I grew up, we would always look at these great commercials for cereal back in the day. And the reason why we would buy cereal back in the day was why?
Right, for the little toy that came
in. The toy they always advertised,
yeah.
right? And I remember going up in New England one summer, I think I was about 9 years old, and I went shopping with my grandfather on Saturday morning. That's when
sure.
he always went with my aunts. He took them shopping. And I had just seen a commercial on the Saturday morning cartoons, and it was for Grape Nuts for some reason.
Okay.
And I just thought there was going to be a prize in there for some reason. I must have been confused with a different commercial.
Yeah, that's definitely not Captain Crunch either.
So despite his protests, I made him buy that box of cereal. Now, keep in mind, my grandfather grew up in the Depression. He was a carpenter by trade.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And he built houses. He actually built the house that he lived in that we visited with him in.
Wow.
So money was tight for my grandparents.
Yeah, yeah.
And so he didn't really want me to buy that cereal because he knew that wasn't a kid's cereal, right? And the first thing I did was try to reach my hand in, open the box and reach a hand, try to find a prize.
Well,
there was no prize. And I searched all over the place. But guess what I had to do with that box of cereal the next couple days?
What'd you have to do?
Had to eat it. Because my grandfather grew up in the Depression. There was no throwing anything away.
No, and you said this was Grape Nuts.
Yeah. And so the surprise was on me. I thought I was going to have a nice surprise, a good surprise, and then I had a bad surprise. And that's what we don't want to have happen to people who have a financial plan, who assume that there's a retirement gift in there. There many times there aren't streams of income in your financial plan.
That's
so
right.
If you're not sure or wondering, you really need to make sure that you do have one or two or three different retirement income streams built in your financial plan, or you're going to be in trouble in retirement.
Well, that's something that I've learned from you, Coach, is folks out there who may be doing a good job saving in their 401ks and their IRAs, doing things like that, they may forget that when you get to that financial red zone, you have to reevaluate your position and what you're doing.
Well, keep in mind, Ernst & Young, very big company, they did that survey and 3 out of 5 Americans were going to outlive their money in retirement. That's
wow.
not a good stat. That's 60%.
No.
That's 6 out of 10 people. Now, no one I've talked to who's listened to me is going to be in that boat.
That's right.
And anyone who's listening to me now can get on the right track financially, making sure you're on the right place. Again, get the copy of the Retirement Bill of Rights, and that will point you in the right direction. And then we can have a consultative approach to make sure you're on the right track. Matter of fact, if you're one of the next 20 callers, we'll custom design for you an easy-to-understand financial review. Now, this review, it helps you indicate if you're in need of a full-blown financial plan and income plan. Keep in mind, there's never an obligation or cost for all radio listeners who call right now. And if you are one of the next 20 people, we'll help you by first running a fee report. Now, this fee report will help you untangle what it's costing to work with your current planner or advisor, or even if you're trying to do it yourself. Folks, doing it yourself many times costs you more money than paying a professional.
Doesn't it?
And so we need to make sure that we'll protect your investments and keep more of your money in your accounts and build streams of income that you really need. We're also going to help you by doing a tax analysis. Now, this is a tactical tax plan that will help you find out if you could possibly reduce your taxes. And if you reduce your taxes, you increase your cash flow. And finally, we'll help you by creating a customized lifetime income plan. Now, Thomas, this income plan utilizes proven strategies and techniques and uses a strategy we call math over markets that could turbocharge your retirement income. We call it the Super Benchmark Protector with Income, making sure you're not overexposed in any one area and making sure that most of your money comes for income all the way through retirement, and this retirement income is guaranteed for life. In short, we'll help you take that guesswork out of the financial planning process just for you if you're one of the next 20 callers. Now, keep in mind, our strategies work best for those of you with over $1 million saved for retirement, but we never close our doors to any listener. Folks, we want to make sure to help every single person out there get the proper plan and make sure they have that income they'll never worry about.
That's right. That's right. And finally, folks, someone is offering retirees and pre-retirees common sense and straight talk instead of the financial double talk and a sales pitch that you often find out there. Folks, you need to sit down and get a financial roadmap put together, and John Kelly of Kelly Financial Services and his team will translate for you that complex financial world into clear instructions. This is an excellent chance for you to get a true practical financial review. And for anyone listening right now, the number to call is 800-477-1135. The next five callers will receive a comprehensive financial review showing you where you are now, but most importantly, a roadmap to get you where you need to be. So in short, folks, you have nothing to lose. Call now. Over five chances to win today. That number is 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135. 800-477-1135.
Thomas, when we come back, we're going to talk about how just simple changes and overviews of your financial plan could increase your retirement income by 50% or more. That and many more topics when we come back right after this.
You're listening to the Financial Safari News Network.
For the Financial Safari News Network, I'm Steve Siddall. Shoppers spent a record amount online during the holiday season. That's according to Adobe Analytics, which reports online shopping during the holiday season reached $108.2 billion. That's up almost 15% over last year. The research arm of the software maker Adobe says more than a third of online holiday revenue came from purchases made on smartphones or tablets. Adobe Analytics says people likely spent more due to low unemployment rates and a strong stock market. Last week, the National Retail Federation said in-store and online holiday spending rose 5.5%. That's the strongest gain since the Great Recession. People who live in Hawaii are having a conversation with themselves and each other after Saturday's false alarm about an incoming ballistic missile. And one question seems to be on the minds of many. What if it had been real? Rose Sanchez was on the island of Oahu when the false alarm went out to cell phones.
I pretty much do have some supplies. I have to talk more with my kids about what may happen if mom and dad are not around.
For Aaron Gold, he realized he really didn't know what to do. As a teacher, he knows what to do at school, but not at home. Since the alert, he's clarified with his neighbors.
My plan at this point would be to go to the stairwell of our building.
He was pretty annoyed that it happened in the first place.
It seems like it's harder for me to change my password on Amazon when I forget it than it was for them to send out this notification.
The emergency worker that accidentally sent out the false alarm has been reassigned. The FCC is investigating. Even though the Social Security Administration announced a cost of living increase this year, a 2% increase, by the way, many recipients are asking, where's the money? Aaron Parrish from AARP explains.
2% increase isn't really going to be adequate enough to cover a drastic increase in things like prescription drugs and utilities and housing that a lot of people face. It will help them kind of make some ends meet. It is the largest COLA increase since 2011.
Despite the hike, Barris says if you're not seeing much, it's probably because of the way Social Security interacts with Medicare. The government collects Medicare premiums from your monthly Social Security check, and the increase may have simply offset the 2% adjustment. And when you've got to, don't even try to hold that sneeze back. That coming from doctors in the UK who tell officials at a medical journal that they had to deal with one man who ruptured the back of his throat when he tried to stifle a sneeze. The 34-year-old patient says it happened when he tried to stop the sneeze by pinching his nose and closing his mouth. He spent a week in the hospital. Dr. Anthony Ahmed of London says when you sneeze, air comes out of you at about 150 miles per hour. That's the same wind speed as a Category 4 hurricane. Exactly. Just let it out. That's it for this week. For the Financial Safari News Network, I'm Steve Siddall.